This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Put on your goggles. Time for sports. The World Swimming Championships are going on this week in Rome, and so many world records have already fallen, it's making people wonder, is it the suits? Well, yeah, and now swimming's international overseers are getting ready to ban all swimsuits that make fast competitors even faster, but not before. Two of the quickest have a few words with each other. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman joins us. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine. Oh, like you care. And the suit of the moment, my friend, is the Arena X-Glide?
That's right. It is the technology of the moment, and it's technology that is way beyond last year's suit of the moment, the Laser Racer by Speedo, which is worn by Michael Phelps. Now, the X-Glide is 100% polyurethane, much like what you often wear, Scott. It reduces drag and increases buoyancy to such an extent that its users are almost stunned. Paul Biedermann, the German swimmer who wore the Arena X-Glide when he shocked Phelps by beating Phelps in the 200-meter freestyle in Rome and breaking Phelps' world record, he was quoted as saying, "I think the suits are destroying the sport a little bit." More than 30 world records have fallen in Rome. That's an astounding number. And with the suits no longer legal in competition next year, a lot of these records could stand for a long time, and many wonder how valid are they going to be.
FINA, Swimming's International Governing Council, announced that it'll ban these rocket-propelled suits on January 1. What made him to finally make that decision? And, boy, a delay like that.
Yeah, right. Well, initially they said, maybe April, May of 2010, but the possibility of losing their biggest meal ticket made them decide. After Phelps lost to Biedermann, and it was his first loss in a major race since 2005, he was diplomatic, and he said he lost to the swimmer, not the suit, but his coach, Bob Bowman, wasn't that diplomatic. He threatened to keep Phelps out of international competition until the suits were out of the picture, and not long after that boycott threat, FINA said, forget April, May, the suits are gone January 1.
Now, tonight in Rome, we're going to have a rematch of a great moment from last year's Olympics, and that's this real rivalry between Michael Phelps and Milorad Kovac from Serbia in the men's 100-meter butterfly. First, I want to ask you, Wires report this morning that Michael Phelps did not join a group of swimmers who met with Pope Benedict.
He wanted to
wait for the race. Now, my question, Tom, if you're going to have a big race, what would you rather have, an extra hour of rest or a benediction from Pope Benedict?
I would think the latter, but that's not how Michael Phelps thinks, you know? Of the 8 gold medals that Phelps won in Beijing, none was closer or more controversial than the 100-meter butterfly. If you remember, that's where he won by a fingernail, basically, over Kovac. Mm-hmm. And Kovac still insists he won that race, despite the photographic evidence to the contrary. He says he touched first, but just not hard enough to stop the timer. Now, Kovac is out for revenge. He broke Phelps' world record in this event in the semifinals, and he criticized Team Phelps for hinting that Phelps uses the slower Speedo suit because he has to contractually. So Kovac said he'll get Phelps an Arena X-Glide, which Kovac uses, if that's what it takes to even the playing field for tonight's showdown. Phelps declined the offer.
And let's end up in the 40 seconds we have left. New York Times reported this week that David Ortiz and Manny Ramirez, two of 104 players who tested positive for steroid use in 2003. Manny, we've heard about, but David Ortiz, is anyone safe?
Say it ain't so in Boston, you know, where Ortiz and Ramirez were mainstays on that memorable 2004 Red Sox team that won the World Series and broke the 86-year championship drought. It's really tough. The reaction is much stronger about Ortiz than Manny, who just finished serving this 50-game suspension. You know, Scott, it's just another cut slowly bleeding out many of the great moments in Major League Baseball over the past decade or so.
Yeah. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Thanks so much, Tom.